From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A manhunt is underway in Turkey for the gunman accused of killing 39 people and wounding dozens more at a nightclub in Istanbul, packed with people celebrating the new year. The governor of Istanbul province called the incident a terror attack. Witnesses said as many as 600 people were inside the nightclub at the time of the attack. No claims of responsibility has been made. President Barack Obama sends his condolences and directed his team to offer appropriate assistance to Turkish authorities. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously endorsed the ceasefire in Syria, brokered by Russia and Turkey, but reports from the war zone say the truce is at risk. Syrian rebels say repeated airstrikes by the Syrian government and Russian allies could scuttle the two-day-old truce. The UN reports since 2011, the Syrian war has killed nearly 400,000 people. It also has caused grave hardship for more than 13 million people, triggered a refugee crisis that has involved many European nations, and spawned terrorist groups that have staged attacks far from Syria itself. North Korea's leader says his country is in the final stages of developing an intercontinental ballistic missile. Kim Jong-un made his remarks today in a televised New Year's speech. North Korea conducted two nuclear tests last year, undeterred by increased sanctions. Pyongyang responded to the sanctions by defiantly accelerating its weapons development programs. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.